Welcome to the High Percentage Podcast. I turned myself into a podcast Morty. I'm Podcast Rick.
Welcome back to the High Percentage Podcast. Today we're talking about submissions and why, just maybe, you might want to ignore them. The High Percentage Podcast is sponsored by Keenan Cornelius' Lapel Guard Encyclopedia. This is a 7-hour program that you can either order a physical DVD for, or you can pay for a login through his online portal. It's similar to Keenan Online, but it focuses just on his guard game and his lapel guard game specifically. He shows 5 different guard variations. Lapel guard, for those of you that don't know, focuses around grabbing like the low end of the lapel flap on someone. So most people, you know, usually grab like the collar for like a collar choke, or well, his whole guard game revolves around grabbing that low lapel and using it to kind of confuse, control your opponents, have a really powerful grip, and really do something different that a lot of your opponents probably haven't seen before. It's an innovative guard system. I think he's a really good instructor the way he teaches it. I like the way Keenan thinks about jiu-jitsu. I think it's a good fit for High Percentage and for our audience. It's a great program, and if you enter the code High Percentage at checkout, you can get 10% off. So last week on the podcast, I had an episode where I talked about my early training when I was a newer student, and of course, my experience is not everyone's, but speaking for myself, I learned way more submissions than other kinds of techniques. So for every one guard pass I learned several submissions. For every one, you know, guard break, like close guard break, I would learn several submissions. So my training was really submission heavy. And of course, you know, not to say I didn't learn some of the fundamental escapes and hold downs and things like that. But more important than that, I was like a lot of students, I wanted to learn submissions. I thought that was, you know, the bottom line of jiu-jitsu. And I've been thinking a lot recently about how if I were giving advice to myself in the past or a new student, first I was thinking, you know, maybe I would just sort of turn them away from submissions or focus on other things. But I started getting more and more radical with my thinking and saying, like, what if you just didn't show them any real submissions? Like, there was no emphasis on submissions and it was only on the positional part of jiu-jitsu. And I'm not saying that we should do that or that I would do that, but it did lead an interesting thought process. And I have some data I want to share with you that might swing you a little bit more towards my side. So one of the first studies that we did on High Percentage was an analysis of 100 white belt matches. And of course, we wanted to look at submission rates, and we found that submission rates were expectedly very poor. It was a little less than 1 in 3 white belt matches ended in submission. Now, I should say that at the blue belt level, that climbed up to, I think, about 50% of matches. So blue belts, clearly, they have more skill at that level. They're able to submit each other more reliably. But at the white belt level, you're talking about 2/3 of matches are being decided by points. But I wanted to go a little bit deeper. So what we did was we went back to those 100 matches, and we looked at every single attempted submission. And we had to come up with some criteria to consider what really counted as a submission attempt, but I think we came up with some reasonable criteria. And then what we did was we tracked what was the consequence of all failed submissions. And we broke it into 3 categories. The first category was you lost your position. You attempted a submission, it didn't work out, and you ended up in a worse position than when you started. Classic example, you tried to armbar someone from the guard, it didn't work out, they passed your guard. The second was you return to the same position you started at. So you tried to armbar someone from guard, it didn't work out, you ended up back in a guard, nothing happened. And then the third one was that your failed submission actually advanced your position. And this was rare, but it did happen from time to time. And then we took all of that data and we compiled it together to get a really good picture about what is the consequence of a failed submission. And what we found is that the math is really against white belts when it comes to submitting people. 54% of all submission attempts resulted in a lost position. 32% resulted in the same position. 13% resulted in advancing their position. When we broke down the individual submissions and looked at all of their success rates, they were all actually very low. The highest success rate for submissions was 41%, and that was the armbar, particularly the armbar from the mount. So that was the highest percentage submission. So even though it was high percentage, it was still less than half. So that's very risky. 60% of those are failing. And here's the thing about the armbar from the mount. It's sort of the dark side of armbars, because even though it was the highest finisher, 100% of the time that it failed, they lost their position. And that makes sense. I mean, if you just visualize how you do an armbar from mount, if it fails, it's very, very difficult to get back to the mount. You're probably going to lose your position. And that's not even the worst of it. That's actually the best case scenario. If you want to hear about some death traps out there, check out the triangle from the guard. So 78% of failed triangles from the guard resulted in a lost position. 78%, I mean, that's essentially 8 out of 10 times, which is, I mean, let's be honest, that's almost every time. Almost every time a triangle fails, you're going to lose position. And although I didn't track what position you ended up in, just imagine it. You probably got your guard pass and you ended up in side mount. So you take all that risk of a triangle from the guard. What was the finishing rate of triangles from the guard? It was only 1 in 4. So if you're trying a triangle from the guard as a white belt, you're praying for a 1 in 4 chance of succeeding and an almost 80% chance of losing the position if it doesn't succeed. The math just doesn't add up there. It really makes you start wondering if it's statistically safer to just never attempt submissions unless it's just an absolute target of opportunity and you feel like it's going to be really high percentage. The most high percentage submission for white belts was the armbar from the mount. But here's the thing, if you got into the mount in a competitive match, the odds are you're probably winning that match and up on points anyways. You don't need to submit someone at that point. This leads into a really important game theory part of this discussion that we should talk about, which is, everyone knows you don't need to submit anyone to win any matches unless it's submission only. But if there's any points in the match, then just from a pure game theory standpoint, it's far easier to score points and hang on to a narrow lead than it is to submit someone. But here's the problem with that, and it's really a cultural problem, which is that we assign more value to submissions than winning through points. You hear this all the time. People say, I don't care about the points, I'm just going for the submission. And we tend to really admire those people, right? And we want to copy them. We want to win our matches by submission. But to me, that's just sort of an arbitrary standard that we've applied to it. I mean, if you dominate someone throughout a whole match, you score a takedown, you pass their guard, you take their back, and you've completely beaten them the positional game, in my mind, your victory is just as great as if you submitted them, and maybe even more because you were able to dominate them over a 5-minute period of time in many positions as opposed to maybe getting out there and getting a submission of opportunity that ended the match fast. To bring some of the numbers back into this, when we looked at what were the best performing submissions at the white belt level, they were all top submissions. Armbar from the top, lapel chokes from the top, rear naked chokes, and what was the other one? The Kimura from the top. Those were all like really high finishers. And they're all top submissions, which means that if you want to be in a position to apply those submissions, you also need to be good at the positional game. And when you're on the bottom, you have a choice like everyone does. You can either go for sweeps or go for submissions. But like 85% of all submissions from the bottom at the white belt level failed. So I don't really know what the success rate of sweeps from the bottom was, and that's an important part of this. But it seems to me that if you want to get in a position to use the highest percentage submissions, that's getting on top, which means when you're on the bottom, you should forego your bottom submissions, which are low percentage, high cost anyways, and you should go for sweeps. Get yourself on top where you can really not only win on points because you'll have to pass guard, get into the mount or the back mount position, but then you'll have access to your high level finishers anyways. Now, I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea that I'm anti-submission. I love submitting people just as much as everyone else. It's great. And of course, I think that as you progress and you get a year in, you get your blue belt or whatever, then of course you're going to incorporate more submissions into your game. But what I'm saying is that maybe it's better to think of submissions as a byproduct of a strong positional jiu-jitsu game, meaning that submissions come when you either do a series of things correctly or when your opponent makes a huge mistake that you're able to capitalize on. Of course, you can't build your whole game plan around waiting for an opponent to make an escape, But you can build a whole game plan around making correct choices for your positional jujitsu. And if you do those all, you're going to end up in a powerful position like the mount to the back, in which submissions will be available. And if submissions aren't available, you've already got the mount or back. You've won the fight, whether it's a tournament match or a street fight. You're in a safe position from there. Thank you for listening. If you want to keep up with everything that's happening with High Percentage, we have a High Percentage newsletter that I just started. So if you go to our website, you'll probably get a pop-up. I think it's a one-time pop-up that you can put your email, click subscribe, and at least right now, what I want to do is just keep it a really nice, simple, once-a-month newsletter at the beginning of the month saying, hey, here's all of the articles, all the content that came out last month, and here's some of the stuff that we're working on for the future. I do have a lot of cool plans and things that are in the works right now for High Percentage, so hopefully that newsletter will become more and more valuable as time goes on, because I'll be in different, you know, forms of media and different locations and stuff like that. I should also mention, and I don't think I've really mentioned this before, but I did write a book and it's available on Amazon. It's not about this kind of stuff at all, but it is about martial arts. It's called The True Believers, authored by Lewis Martin. So you can type in True Believers, Lewis Martin, and it should come right up. It's currently got all 5-star reviews on Amazon. It sold well, and there's some other interviews with other podcasts of me on it. But if you want to check that out, it's really just a story of my early martial arts training and being involved in a group that, you know, had a lot of cult-like tendencies and sort of really took a lot of my time and a lot of my commitment when I was a young man, and really discovering Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, and that helping me get out of all that. So if you like books about martial arts, you can, you know, check it out, get it for a friend. Kindle version's only a couple bucks on Amazon. Other than that, thank you guys so much for listening. You can email me if you want to pick my brain or make requests. I'm always open to ways that I could do things better, or stuff that you want to see in the future. I'm at highpercentagemartialarts@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next week.